Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, July 2nd. I want to wish everybody a very happy 4th of July weekend out here. We won't be back trading until Monday night, so we've got obviously a long weekend here. Overnight, we had December corn steady at 589. September wheat up a penny at 666. And a half, and November beans up 12 cents at 1407 and a half. The beans were stronger on the bean oil up 114 ticks. India has lowered its import duties, which put the Malaysian palm oil prices higher, which in turn put our bean oil prices higher as well. We've got wetter forecasts for the North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa in the 3 to 7 day range out here. I think that could put a little bit of damper on the corn and beans in the longer run. We've certainly shifted focus now from acres back to yield, and rain makes grain. We don't see a whole lot of rain in the Midwest, but some scattered rains here and there. But overall, most people seem to be thinking that the yields are going to be just a little bit above trend line for the moment, which includes the losses in North Dakota, South Dakota, Northwest Iowa, and Minnesota. StoneX has the corn carryout at 1.5 billion bushels, which I think is enough here for the time being. We don't see really a lot of demand from China out here. So I think that really puts into question whether or not we can sustain $6 December corn with a billion and a half carryout out here. Spring wheat, on the other hand, it's been a mess. It continues to be a mess, probably getting worse over the weekend. So, you know, spring wheat could be its own little animal out here. We've seen it separate before, and this could certainly be a year where Minneapolis does its thing and the rest of the markets just kind of ignore it because it's not really affecting corn or beans or wheat in the Midwest. We've got the dollar lower a little bit here, down 17 ticks. It's still pretty high relative to where it's been. Gold and silver are up. That might have a little bit of impact, but I doubt it. Crude oil is down 28, coming off of contract highs out here. So, you know, how much do the funds want to get long going into this weekend is the question. They're long 250,000 contracts of corn, 130,000 contracts of beans. Do they want to add to that with the forecast of rain out here? We'll have to see. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a safe 4th of July holiday.